The Bureau of Land Management has a team of employees who find and block off abandoned mines in the state of Nevada. I'm reporter Natalie Van Hooser, and I tagged along for a rural road trip to find out more.
My name is John Callen. I am the Abandoned Mine Lands Lead for the BLM here in Nevada. We're going east to Lovelock, then we will go north through the Trinity Range to the Seven Troughs area. And we'll take a look at an abandoned mine. People have the visions of the Lost Dutchman's mine or whatever is in their head. You know, they're going to come around the corner and there's going to be a ore cart full of gold. Well, that's not the case. They'd never leave gold behind. But it's that part of the American mystique, Western mystique of having mines and the danger of the unknown. You know, it appeals to people. One of the big things with my program is to educate the public to the dangers associated with abandoned mines, because there's features that they may be look fine and safe to go into, but they're not, because you could have drops of 100, 200, 500 feet. And unfortunately, we have fatalities here. So the big issue that we push is stay out, stay alive. You never know. You could have a fatality, serious injury, especially with dirt bikes and ATVs, because they'll come along a track like we're on now and they see a pile of dirt. Oh, I can do a jump off of this or whatever. Well, what they don't know is at the top of that or on the other side of that is a hole. And that's one of the concerns, is to try to protect the public safety by closing these features. So at the base of the hills, we have structures that were built as part of the site called Tunnel Camp, a mining site. This was last active, to my knowledge, in the 30s, 40s. We're going to stop right about in here. There's a lot of hazards here. Some are chemical, but most of them are physical. So nails, sharp objects, broken glass, holes in the ground, uneven surfaces. The objective here would be threefold. First, inventory and get a cultural as well as wildlife inventory. The second is the environmental issues, what we're looking at for possible contamination, volumes of material. And then one of the last things I'm going to point out, working with NDOM, the Division of Minerals, we'll put the fencing up and then put warning signs around it. But we also catalog and give it a number. All right, so we drove along just off of Seven Troughs Road. We're on a two-track, and we came across an abandoned mine that had been marked by the Division of Minerals that has four-strand barbed wire and four T-posts mounted. The hole itself is probably 8 to 10 feet across, and it has a vertical drop of probably 100 feet. This is a very dangerous mine because there's no way out of this if you were to fall in. If this fencing wasn't up here, we would probably not even seen it driving by. So in the next 10 years, I'd like to see a program that we get more robust, get some funding, be able to come in here and make a determination and close this shaft off. They're key to our history and our culture. They're also an important part of the landscape. For me, the payoff is I do have to do a lot of office work and deal with budgets and deal with meetings and discuss why and what we're going to do with sites like this. But the reward is the ability to come out here, enjoy these open spaces, the silence that you hear right now. But also it's the history and the flora and the fauna and all that kind of stuff. So it's pretty cool.
I'm Natalie Van Hooser. I reported this story and am a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism. To see a photo series of my trip to abandoned mines, visit KUNR.org.